What a show. Got the clowns, I'm gonna close it up. Would y'all bow your heads and pray with me? Grace Heavenly Father, just thank you for this night. Thank you for all these children. It's just great to see these children up here worshiping and spreading your love and your joy on this night. Well, thank you. I want you to be with me tonight as I try to get through this and make some sense of what you've been to me and to my family and get through this tonight. Just thank you for all you do. Amen. He didn't come to me about, I don't know, 3 weeks, month ago. Yeah. He's been working on me a while. But wanted me to possibly speak tonight about, you know, as an elder here in the church and what we've been going through the last 6-8 months. And it's been a lot to digest. A lot of nights, a lot of days, trying to think of what I was going to say. And there's a lot of different ways I could go with it, but just how God has worked every day. And the it kind of started, you know, I went back to, it's been almost 3 years ago now, it's about 2.5 years, but when I was got an opportunity to possibly leave work early and wasn't really ready to go, but through prayer and talking with Ken and Chrissy and trying to make a decision on what I was going to do, ultimately I was comfortable with it and didn't have to go, but it was a real good opportunity to go. So, and it afforded me the opportunity to spend more time with my family and more time with Chrissy during the week and different times. And grandson was born and get to spend a lot of time with him and keeping him, and that was another blessing. Luke was going through his senior year at high school. Got to spend a lot of time with ball games and all the stuff that he was involved with. And it was just, it was the right move. Looking back at it now and moving on from that, I got the opportunity to spend time with Easton that, you know, he's grass cutting business, and I got to spend more time with him working, and I really enjoyed it. It's something I afforded me the opportunity to have time to do what I wanted to do and help and do things and help other people that I get a lot of joy out of. The further on down the road from that, we moved on into the tree business now, which is still going. But Mr. Chris Stroud, him being an elder here, we've had some good ones. Chris did a lot around here. Big shoes to fill. But, and you don't realize how big until they're gone, you know. But a lot of that stuff, you know, I've had the opportunity to do a lot of the things that he was doing. And it was a lot. Chris was a busy guy. And but once again, it was a blessing. We miss Chris. And I think about him every day. But once again, it was a blessing for me to be able to serve the church. And that led on into this year. And we didn't know. We never know what's in our past. We never know what the Lord's going to put in our way. But Chrissy, she got diagnosed, and she had been having some issues and trying to figure it out. As all of y'all know, most of you know the story, but and I don't know if you're a fan of a certain steakhouse south of here, but I probably won't ever eat there again. We were getting supper after she had an MRI visit that night. And we got the phone call. You know, we hadn't been gone 45 minutes from her MRI, and we get a phone call out of the blue, and it's, you know, it's the news. You got a brain tumor. But shock, just, you know, devastating call. And a lot of tears, a lot of, you know, why and who, and, you know, it's a tough call. It's a tough to deal with, but if not for our faith, I don't know how people would get through it. But, you know, our God is faithful. He's gracious. And that's how we get there every day. We know He's in control. And He will be to the end of time. Whether that's sooner or later. And we rest in that. You know, Chris, y'all know Chrissy. This is her favorite night. And she loves these kids. She loves hugging on people. And she misses them. But y'all are probably going to be in trouble when she gets well enough to come back to church. So just be ready. So she is through this whole thing watching her. Her strength and just her love. She, you know, people she don't even know that are going through the month she went through radiation. She had 40 friends in there before it was over. You know, that's just how she is. And she still stays in contact with a lot of them now, because it's amazing the people that work down there and who they see every day and how they love on people, and they've got to have it to get through it. It's painful to watch, but she's Chrissy, and watching her love on people down there the whole time. She's feeling terrible and everything else, but she's a witness for me. She's She always said at the beginning of this, you know, she is a testimony herself. But she wanted to be able to get up here and speak about herself and what God's done for her. But she lives it every day. So you don't have to have her get up here and tell you. She lives it. And I'm thankful for that. But I'm going to quit blabbering. But just continue to pray for us, for her strength. She's weak now, but she's strong and still bossing me around. But I can't wait till she can get back to church. And y'all are going to be in trouble. So, thank you for listening to me up here blabbering. But God's good. And I hope y'all have a great Christmas.